Hi, everyone. Welcome to Keep Your Torch Lit podcast. It is once again me, Katie, filling in for Roger and Sophia. And we have the one and only Emily G here with us to talk about her experience on season six and to kind of answer any questions or anything. But I guess, Emily, you were just telling me you didn't watch the season.
No. So, flash forward, season six was filmed pre-COVID era, and obviously it's like post-COVID, like very post-COVID now. So that is it's a very interesting time to kind of look back on, like, in my mind. But, you know, I think many people can kind of sympathize with the whole COVID happened, and it was just like this weird extended black hole of time. And of course all this occurred before that, so I honestly, it kind of just slipped my mind that this was something that even happened in my life.
But fair enough. Honestly, fair enough. But well, I will say, any questions that I ask you, if you're kind of like, I don't recall, that's totally valid. That's totally fine.
You might get a lot of those, but I'll do my best.
Of course. And just for the viewers or the listeners too, Emily and I also realized that we actually did not speak a single time to each other actually during the game. It wasn't until after I was voted out that I actually, because she was working with George, who I was dating at the time, and we were like, oh, hey, we should all hang out at some point. And then COVID hit and it just never happened. So
yeah,
it's kind of wild how the game, I feel like it brought us in contact with so many new people, but then at the same time was so chaotic that some relationships like that just kind of fell through the cracks.
Right. And even the people I felt like I made good relationships with during filming, obviously I wasn't so good at the social game as other people. I had kind of a small, tight group that I felt like of people I could trust. But like beyond that, like even those people, COVID happened and like kind of just dropped off for me. And I think that's, again, pretty relatable.
Yeah,
people I hadn't talked to at all, like, just weren't even on my radar. I'm so sorry.
No, you don't need to apologize. It's the same thing. It's a two-way street.
Right.
But why don't we start kind of from the beginning, I guess. Tell us a little bit about how you even heard about Survivor Michigan. What made you want to apply? I think, well, I guess since you didn't even watch the series, I should let you know, you were a pretty big, you were a fan favorite on the show.
Okay, I'll be honest, I was fully expecting to get like a not so favorable edit for whatever reason. I was like, people aren't gonna like me or like how I'm playing the game, and like, is that like a good kind of fan favorite, or is it kind of
chaos? A good fan favorite, I will say. I know, again,
I'm just like, I'm horrified. That's why I'm not gonna like, that's why I haven't watched it so far. Like, I noticed that they started posting stuff, and that's the moment I unfollowed the Survivor Instagram. I was like, I don't want to think about this time of my life. I was so stressed out the whole time. I was just, oh my God.
You are so real for that. Honestly, like, that's so real. I maybe had like a mini panic attack once I realized that the show was going
to
come out.
Like, I
relive all of that.
It happened. It's out into the void. And what happens now is beyond my control. So
exactly. Exactly. Well,
I'm glad people are receiving it well though. Thank you, everybody. I didn't think I would have any fans. So
no, you had a lot of fans. And I will say, and again, coming from someone who didn't really talk to you at all during the game, I think I was surprised at how much, not necessarily how much screen time you got, but the
No! I thought I was going to get like 2 minutes of screen time and it was going to be embarrassing. And I'm like,
you were a fan favorite. You were given a lot of opportunities to explain your point of view in a lot of the game. So I think that's why a lot of people really clung on to you as like a positive fan favorite. A positive fan favorite.
Good stuff.
Everyone was rooting for you, I promise.
Well, okay, sweet.
Yeah.
A surprise. But
to go back to that, there is a clip that I was going to reference in like one of the earlier episodes where you kind of explained like you didn't completely understand what this club of Survivor Michigan was going to be. And you thought, I think that there's like a quote or a clip of you saying you thought everyone would just get to meet up, hang out, like eat some food and eat some candy. And then
that's
like
how most clubs work though, right? So how did I get involved in this? I never watched Survivor really growing up. I mean, my grandma would watch it sometimes and I'd like just be there, but I was never like a fan or invested. Just like, oh, that's what's on the TV today. Like they're starving on an island. Nice. Right. So I was aware of the concept of Survivor, right? But when it came to actually, like, how did I learn about it at Michigan? It was a Reddit post. I saw it on the U of M subreddit.
Really?
Yes. And I actually saw it during finals week the semester previous.
Uh-huh.
And it was like 2 a.m. I was stressed. I couldn't sleep. So I was doom scrolling Reddit as one does the night before an exam.
Naturally.
And I see this like Survivor Michigan application. And I was feeling kind of chaotic. And what I do when I'm like nervous or like, you know, exams or like just in general, I remember in school a lot when I was supposed to be studying for exams, sometimes I'd have motivation to like do things, but I wouldn't always be able to direct that motivation to the task I needed to accomplish. So for me, I still had a lot of like motivation built up that day. And I'm like, I need to be doing things to like feel less anxious. So when I came across this Reddit post and I saw the application, I was like, it's 3 a.m. I have nothing to lose. I'm going to roll up to that exam tomorrow and fail it. I did not, thankfully.
Congrats. Good job.
But I was just like, let me just put in like the most chaotic answers I can think of. And just whoever reads this is going to have a fun laugh, like reading it. I didn't expect a callback. I didn't expect an interview. I didn't expect to be in the season. It was just an impulsive thing. I was like, sure, dude, I'm down for whatever.
That's incredible. And I love that you were like, I need to do something to keep myself from being anxious. And you join this club or this game where it
that
is literally
a huge source of anxiety. Like, so, I don't know, maybe the listeners should take that as a lesson of like, your actions always have consequences.
the impulsive ones, like maybe think through things, do some research into the club before.
Figure out what Survivor Michigan is before you do it. Because otherwise you might have a very stressful, actually, even if you like plan to do it, I'm sure you have a very stressful time. But like, for me, that created a perfect storm of, I don't know what this is. I don't know any of these people.
Yeah.
And now I'm committed to it and I have to film myself through this. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was just one big science experiment and everybody's watching it but myself.
You know? There you go. You don't know what the results are, but hey, you did it. If anything, I think that's one of the biggest things that everyone can pull out of doing something like Survivor Michigan or playing a game like Survivor is like, it really does put you in so many situations that put you out of your comfort zone or kind of test your limits on either social, mental capacities for things.
Right.
And at least like someone who has actually just put themselves out there to do it, that alone is an accomplishment. So I applaud you for that, especially given like you knew nothing about this thing going into it and you did it, you know?
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's healthy to like try to approach things with an open mind, but again, actions always have consequences. And I learned a lot about that.
Yeah.
Survivor.
Understandable. So once you did get put on the show and you started to realize what it was about, like, oh, I need to actually play this game. I guess I signed up for this. I'm going to do it. What were your initial thoughts? What was your initial strategy, if you remember that at all? Or
I remember
was it just like day by so, day?
I do remember there being a moment. It might have been after the first tribal. Mm-hmm. And I think we eliminated Jay.
Yeah.
But I just kind of remember being at that point. No, it wasn't Jay. It was after Jay. It was
Abby?
Yeah, she wasn't around for very long.
Nope.
But I remember distinctly after that vote, there was, I think, like, I went into it expecting one outcome. And for whatever reason, I was really surprised when it was Abby who was eliminated. And I remember afterwards being like, oh, like what happened with that? And I think people perceived her as a threat. That's why they eliminated her early on. But that's kind of the moment I realized I didn't have such a good grasp on what was going on. And then I had to think, okay, if I'm going to stick around for longer than two measly episodes, what do I need to do? Because even though I started this with this chaotic mindset of I'm just going to do it, I'm going to stick the landing. I'm going to commit to the bit, right? I'm not just going to like fluff around and then just, oh no, I got eliminated. Like, no, I did this. I'm going to see how far I can make it.
Hell yeah.
And it seemed to me that having better idea of what was going on was really, the way you do that is by talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not doing enough of that. So I tried to do that more. And I think I was a bit more successful at it. But there came a point where I really realized there was like probably half of the cast who I had not talked to like at all. And I think that was like Taylor, you, kind of that whole group.
I mean, that's understandable because we start off in two tribes. Yeah.
Right. So I think that becomes a problem later down the road, but at least initially I was like, I need to be talking to more people. And when you're in school and you're trying to, I mean, I was an engineering student. They always complain about the workload, but it is a pretty intense workload. And I'm like, I'm not going to fail a class for this thing I signed up for on Reddit at 3 a.m. So it was challenging, I guess, to kind of make the time and make the commitments. And then like, then there's that added layer of like, cool, I'm talking to people and you really have to gain their trust. And then you have to lie to their face. Which hits different, honestly. I didn't love it, but you know what? Committed to the bit. I figured worst case, if I do anybody too dirty, it's a big campus. I'll just make new friends. I'll just vanish. Right?
You really said, oh, if this doesn't work out, I'll just dip. I'm good.
Yeah.
that's so true though. Cause remind me, what year in school were you when?
So, winter semester 2019, I was a sophomore. So I was in the midst of like all my big weed out classes.
I think this was 2020.
Oh, 2020. So yeah, still like sophomore year.
Sophomore. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So also you're probably thinking like, it's a big campus. I have 2 years left at this university too. Like,
right. And that maybe that's kind of a crazy person thing to say, but like respectfully, like aside from the people I like got to know on the show, like kind of everyone else was just sort of like a recurring NPC in my life. Right. So like,
no, that's so
I really
valid,
was
though.
Not taking this seriously.
No, I that is so valid. I mean, you think about, and I know it's different. Like, obviously my perspective is different because I was part of the club as a producer for so many seasons leading up to finally playing my senior year. So for me, it was like, oh, this is where I made my friends. Mm-hmm. But there are also, having seen so many seasons previously, it was so common that most people would play their season and then go back to whatever they were doing before Survivor, or maybe stay in contact with one or two people. But it's definitely not a place that everyone finds that massive community. It's a great club.
And you guys were all like wonderful, awesome people. Like the times I did, like I felt like I was in situations where I could like let my guard down and not be so like, especially after I got, do they know I'm eliminated yet? Is that happened in the season?
Yeah, the season's okay. Over, babe.
Perfect.
Finished.
Perfect. Oh, I missed the whole thing. Thank God. So especially after I was eliminated, I remembered feeling like, okay, this is a group of people that like, I think I did have interest in like joining the more social sphere of things, just like COVID.
That's the other thing too, that I think really kind of bummed out the way our season ended, was the cast got split up, like people went home and people had to stay inside and all of that. But
mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask how much you remember about the strategy once you got into the swapped tribe with George and Jack and T-Rex, and if you could talk a little bit more about your dynamic, the three of you.
Yeah, so Sokka tribe was a total fever dream. I don't remember too much of that. I just remember feeling like Noah was irritating, commanding. I don't know, maybe that was him and Grace's shtick, because I always felt like they were working together, and I think that they ended up actually like being working together. But I don't know. Noah irritated me. All of that Sokka stuff, whatever, whatever.
Sure.
I felt like a breath of fresh air when I was on, was it New Obsidian?
Yeah.
And I liked that tribe. I always thought George seemed like a pretty steady, reliable person. Jack, I didn't know so much about, but he seemed to have the right connections. And then T-Rex, I don't know. I hadn't really noticed him before that.
Yeah, fair enough.
That sounds terrible, but like, there's just people you don't, it's not like you're actually in like real show Survivor where it's like you're around these people a lot. It's right. Just like we had our events in the week, and then whoever you talk to between things like tribal or like the challenge, you're just, you could very well just not see them.
Exactly.
And so T-Rex was one of those people. I remember at one point, George and Jack and I, we had to eliminate somebody. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, I feel like I had a better relationship with George and Jack, and that's probably why we decided to throw T-Rex out. But something that I learned after the fact that honestly kind of pissed me off was with the whole the scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Was that with that tribe?
Yes. Yeah, that would have been with that tribe.
I learned after the fact that Jack and George did not submit all of their clips, supposedly.
No, not supposedly. That is correct.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so they were the cause of us going to tribal again. And that pissed me off because I had to eat mayonnaise out the jar and like climb on my hands and feet around the track at Palmer. And like,
oh gosh,
I don't, maybe I'm confusing all these things, but I just,
no, that's like, absolutely right. Yeah.
Pretty pissed after the fact, because it's like, dude, I rearranged my week to go make a fool of myself at the dining hall, at the gym, all these things. And then, you know, there was like another tier of like inside group with Jack and George, but I mean, thankfully I like stuck around and survived that bit.
Yeah. Do you remember when you found out that they kind of threw that challenge?
I think that was after the fact. I could be wrong.
Like after, just after that tribal.
I think after I was eliminated.
I don't know.
I don't think I knew it during the game. No, they never told me.
Okay.
Which kind of also pissed me off because I felt like, maybe I let my guard down too much with George. I felt pretty close to George through the game. I'm not sure if that was really reciprocated. But like of all the people I played with, I felt like George and I were like tight. And then I remember distinctly the day I was getting voted off, he would not use his idol on me. Ian would not use his idol. And so then I was eliminated. And then honestly, when George got eliminated later, I was like, nice. You deserve that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So do you remember let's take a couple steps back. So basically you guys vote off T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Spring break happened. Merge happened. Do you remember? I mean, I know you were saying the New Obsidian tribe was kind of a breath of fresh air for you. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, now I'm back with Noah, Grace, Ian, but I still have George and Jack and some new people that I can talk to. Do you remember
virtual though? Or was that, cause I feel like spring break came after shutdown.
Spring break happened. And then we managed to have one, like the very first merge challenge was before the official shutdown of like classes and stuff.
Okay.
So we were still, I don't know if you would remember, like there was pizza, everyone got their orange buffs. And then it was like a cup stacking challenge.
I remember that one.
Okay.
I remember that. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just curious if your mindset changed at all if your thought about how to approach the game changed at all once you made it to Merge, where you had to now play with everyone.
So after Merge, I remember feeling a little relieved in the sense of like, okay, I'm still progressing. This every day I'm around is a day I fully didn't expect to probably be around. I don't remember a whole lot about my strategy at that point. I think classes were getting kind of crazy and all of that. But yeah, I think that must have been a week I was inattentive. But also consider, I don't know if this is a lot of people's experience when they get eliminated, but typically how the game goes is you're talking with people through the week and, you know, you're trying to make alliances, make these little like decisions and negotiate who's going to get eliminated, who are we strategizing with, that type of thing. And I remember very distinctly the week I was getting eliminated, suddenly it was silent. People didn't really talk to me all that much. When I'd reach out to talk to them, a lot of times it was met with, you know, I can't make it happen this week, or I'm busy, or, and I think that also like overlapped with the time that like my classes were actually like really heavy, like maybe I had an exam or two. And so I was like, thank God, like George and Jack probably have this handled. Like, I feel like I'm safe.
Sure.
But then I think the last day or so, it really, I was like, this isn't adding up. The way people are talking to me, everyone I was able to speak to had a very different plan of who is getting voted off. Typically what happens in a week, there's like one or two ideas floating around of like, this person's getting eliminated or this person.
Right.
And then based on how well you're able to suss it out, you can kind of figure out who everyone's gunning for or if it's going to be split. And I guess which side of the coin you want to be on for that. But yeah, that's pretty damning when just nobody is able to give you a straight answer. And you know the whole time they've been able to come up with straight answers this quick. And even if things change on a dime, people are texting, people are this, you know. So I felt it coming.
Okay.
And it was a bit of a bummer, again, because it was like, I made it like halfway. I'm like, I could make it as far as I want at this point. Plot twist, that's not really how that works, but whatever. I was gassed up. I was feeling good about myself. I'm like, I walked in here a fool and still made it this far. I can just keep going. But like, you can tell. And it was a relief. Yeah. Especially because, like, you know, I was glad I could focus on my studies again. I was glad I didn't have to be so guarded around people. I felt like I could try to form genuine friendships.
Oh my gosh.
The game.
The amount of trust issues that are just like come inherently from playing this game.
It's a lot. It's a lot. You're really just always like looking over your shoulder. And it does get pretty hard to feel like you can talk to anybody candidly while the game is still going on. Me personally, I didn't really socialize with anybody outside of the game because I didn't trust it. You know, it's not like there's, we're doing the game now and we're doing, you know, maybe we're at Charlie's now. Like there's none of that.
Right.
It's like all of your interactions are going to lead back to the game. So I kind of kept that like sectioned off, like the friendshipy things did not happen during the season, except for one time, I was actually with my boyfriend at the time and some of his friends. They were film students. And we went to get dinner and Lindsay was there.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Lindsay. It was kind of early. I think the first half of the season.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh, my God, it's Lindsay. I don't think she, like, recognized me the whole time, though. Like, I think it was that early in the game. She just didn't register that it was me until afterwards. I was like, you're Lindsay. And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, Pokatribe. And she was like, oh, no way. So I was just like freaking out that whole time at dinner. I was like, can I get intel from this girl? Like,
right.
Is she, you know, is her guard let down? Like, but I just didn't talk about Survivor at all with her.
Okay. And yeah, that sounds like.
There was a table of like 8 people. So I was just like, what are the chances? But you know, Lindsay's was a film student.
Right.
So
that is wild. I don't think I've heard that story before. That's so funny.
It was definitely strange.
And, well, you have to think Lindsay's a freshman at that point too. And they're probably like just trying to make other friends and like not right. thinking about like compartmentalizing it to a certain extent. But
right.
it was like early enough in the game, like you said, probably. So
that was crazy.
That's so yeah. funny. Oh my gosh. So then the only other question that I want to ask you about is when you did get voted off, because it was all virtual at that point. So the tribal was on Zoom. And from what I remember watching the episode, you kind of went off a little bit.
It was emotionally charged.
Yeah, understandable. That's completely valid. I'm just curious if you remember anything about, you know, it sounds like you knew, it was like the writing was on the wall. You knew what was coming.
So I was like, I'm just going to say what I want. They're voting me off.
Period.
I'm going to say what I want. Do I get time to like get on my soapbox up here? And Brady was like, yeah, dog, go for it. I was like, George, you screwed me over. Feel bad about it. that's about all I remember.
That's it? Okay. Because I guess...
And I remember he got, like, real upset. And I did feel a little bad, but I was also like, actions have consequences. And you chose to eliminate me. And you've been telling me I was going to be, like, top three with you this whole time, so...
Yeah. It's.
But I don't hold any harsh feelings still. I mean, that's just the game, yeah, right?
Absolutely. But, and then I guess you were on jury at that mm-hmm. point. So you got to vote at tribal council. Wondering if you remember much about your thoughts and reasonings for voting who you voted for there.
Jury was the final thing, right? Where we chose the winner.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So for that, it was Ian and Grace and Lindsay, right?
Correct.
Right. So, love Lindsay, but I don't think she deserved to win. I still maintain that. I think people, unfortunately, kind of kept her around because they thought she was an easy vote. And she probably was. But I was like, okay, she made it this far, but I see, like, no skill, no finesse here. Unless there's, like, some mastermind version of Lindsay that I'm not seeing because I haven't seen the season. Maybe she, like... masterminded everybody, girl boss, gatekeep, gaslight, like.
Your thoughts were correct, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah, it seemed to be a lot of people near the end. Everyone was planning to bring her to the end because they felt like they could beat her.
Well, and they did. Yeah. Not surprising. Okay.
And then Ian and Grace. And to remind you, Grace won unanimously.
Yes.
Yes.
That was a first, right?
Yes, I believe so. A first in Survivor Michigan history there.
And honestly, I think she deserved it. She had me fooled most of the game. I know she and Noah were kind of working as a unit a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I always assumed Noah was the one kind of masterminding, but it sounds like it might have actually been Grace, just Noah was the more vocal part of that duo. I could totally be misreading it, but that's the, you know, I guess my perception of it.
Yeah, and that's, we want to know what your perception was. That's all, yeah.
Right. So I was very impressed because after Noah got voted out and I was kind of like hearing about things that were going on, I was like, whoa, she can manage on her own. It was actually her the whole time. Uno reverse card, like, mad respect to her for that. I don't remember having any ill feelings towards Grace through the game. Then again, I didn't talk to her a bunch, mm-hmm. but I didn't hear it from anybody else either that it was like, oh, like, Grace backstabbed me on this, or like, because that's a lot of what you end up talking about with people is like, who can we actually trust? Like, you figure out who you can trust. You start talking with them. You open that line of comms. But then it's like, you know, who do they trust? What's their interactions with people? Because everyone in the game is very two-faced. Mm-hmm. You interact differently with each kind of person and in each sort of group. And so it's really important to know, I guess, like, even if someone's treated you well, if they've treated someone on your tribe who you now trust, if they've, you know, done them dirty, that's going to change the way you want to interact with that person. And so I never heard anything about that from Grace. So I was, you know, just two strikes in her favor there, you know,
yeah.
finessing it. And I haven't heard her really backstab or do anything too crazy, burn any bridges. And on the topic of burning bridges, that brings us to Ian. Because Ian made his way to the top. He fought hard. I think he definitely had an advantage being a producer. And I maintain that I think a lot of the producers had an advantage of not only knowing how the game works, but like they already knew each other going in. Like, I think being a producer got you a huge leg up in the game. And Ian totally used that to his advantage, as he should. But then he was just a jerk to everybody. Like, and I should clarify for the listeners, Ian is not a jerk in real life. Like, Ian is a perfectly fine person. Mm-hmm. But in the game, he was, like, willing to just backstab anybody, do anything he needed to do to get ahead, all of that, which got him to the top. But when it comes a point to, like, get all of the voted out people to vote for you, if you've done them all dirty, they're not going to vote for you. I don't know what else to say to that.
Yeah. Poor social game. Just poor.
Very, very poor social game. Otherwise, fire. But
otherwise, fire. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Emily, thank you so much. The last question that as I've been helping out with these exit interviews, I like to ask my fellow season six castmates, because I've definitely done a lot of reflecting on the season and kind of what I got out of it. What would you say is maybe one thing that you learned about yourself and that you've been able to take from the experience of playing College Survivor?
That's a really good question. Well, I don't talk about my experience on Survivor a whole lot, mostly mm-hmm. because, again, it's a thing I kind of randomly did. I wasn't a fan. I just kind of did it. And not a lot of my friends even had an awareness of it. So I was like, I'm not about to tell people about this, because then they're going to watch it and I'm going to look like a fool, which apparently I didn't. Surprise. but I think when it comes to thinking on how it, like, continues to affect the way I operate as a person. Mm-hmm. Number one, don't underestimate the value this has on your resume.
Really?
I put it on my resume. I'm an engineer, and you might think that is totally unrelated. However, I don't have it on my resume anymore. But the time that I did, when I was interviewing for jobs and stuff, I'd be like, oh, this taught me a lot about social dysfunction, and I know how to navigate it very well now.
There you go. That's perfect.
So, and that's always an interesting thing to kind of tell people. But I'd say that's my biggest takeaway, is understanding my sort of healthy boundaries social-wise. Because Survivor is a good way to push yourself out of that comfort zone, in the sense of you're not really going to have good or healthy relationships with any of these people. That's just a fact of life. Even the people you're close to, a part of this game is backstabbing them.
Yeah.
And I don't think learning to backstab somebody is very valuable. However, learning to navigate social situations where you need to rely on your own intuition stronger than what anybody around you is telling you, like learning to build that, like, I'm listening to my inner voice, you know, kind of like when I was getting eliminated and everyone was telling me something different, I knew, like, I have my own perception and it's valid and it's good and it's solid. So that's kind of what I run with on my own. And then building on that, I'd say it's really helped me suss out social situations that I don't mesh very well in. And it just kind of leads me to, like, it's easier for me to cut the BS out in my life, I think. Like, nice. I've honed in the radar, and it's like, you know, sometimes you meet new people and it's like, oh, do I want to be friends with this person? Do I not? And if the alarm bells are going off, I'm like, yeah, we're going to keep them at an arm's distance, because, like, that's an okay thing to do. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love that. So it's like a sense, it's given you a sense of empowerment or self-assurance in what you know you want to keep around in your life and where your boundaries are for your relationships moving forward. That's awesome.
Which is a lot more meta than I expect to get.
That's why I asked that question, because I'm very much in that same mindset of, you know, I think there's as tricky of a situation or as tricky of a game as Survivor is, I definitely feel like people learn a lot about themselves out of it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
More than I bargained for.
More than you at 2 a.m. on Reddit would have thought. Who would have thought?
Well, I can't, although, you know, everything considered, I don't regret the experience at all. I think it was a really good experience. It had lots of ups and downs, but at the end of the day, I'm glad to say I did it. So, and I really enjoyed kind of the, I say enjoyed in hindsight, right? That's like a very rose-tinted glass. It's like how people are like, oh my God, I miss college. Like, no, you don't. You were up late. You weren't eating well.
Yeah.
You weren't sleeping enough. It's like, oh, I miss the academic, you know, girl vibes, like having my book open, having my, no, you don't miss that. I probably sound a bit that way when I think about Survivor in hindsight, but like challenges and flaws aside, I still think it was a really cool thing to do. So I'm glad I did it.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that, Emily. And I'm glad that this has given us an opportunity to reconnect.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, thank you so much for being flexible with the timing and making the time to talk a little bit. I'm sure the viewers, like I said, you were a fan favorite. You had a lot of people rooting for you. So it was, you got a good edit, girl. You did.
I'll take it. Maybe I'll check the comment section on YouTube. I don't know if I'll watch it. I probably still won't, but I might check the comment section.
That is all good. Well, thank you so much again, Emily. And hopefully we'll stay in touch. I guess I'm still trying to figure out how to sign off these things because there are people who listen to this. But stay tuned for more exit interviews from season 6. And we'll see everyone later, I guess.
Thanks, everyone.